So I'm here with Henry, who's the president of the Cambridge University Boat Club. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
And how has it been for you today? We're at the crew announcement. The crews have just been announced. Does the excitement start now?
The excitement does. You can sort of feel it start to build up. The weigh-in's always the start of the, you know, you can line up the our crew and their crew, and it starts to feel real. So it's quite an exciting time for us, yeah.
And when did it start for you guys this morning? Were you here quite a lot earlier than all the rest of us, or...?
We actually didn't get it too bad. We only had to be here for 9. The women's crews had to be here for 7:30. So they were the ones that up particularly early.
And when did you find out about your? I mean, you're the president, you know. But was it sort of before now that you kind of the crew got an idea that they would be in the boat this year?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's sort of every seat is quite different. So, I mean, there's some people that you know from the first day in September that they're, you know, most likely going to be in the boat. But we've actually still been swapping the last couple seats around, and so I guess it's quite recently that it's been sort of relatively stable, and it's good because it lets us get some foundation and some stability and some confidence. But we also need to make clear, sort of myself and the coaches, that, you know, no seat yet is 100% set. There's still opportunities, even though there's less than 4 weeks to go.
So what is the process from now until the race? You said there's about 4 weeks to go. Is it just a case of kind of sort of settling things, getting into a bit of a rhythm now and getting ready for the 27th?
People always come up to me and they say, you know, oh, well, it's so close to the race. Like, training now must be so intense. And to be honest, it's almost the exact same trainings that we've done since September. It's not, we don't do anything different at this point. We don't do more mileage. If anything, we start to do a little bit less. The next major event in our calendar is the fixture against the German under-23 national squad, which is on March 12th. So we'll be sort of gearing up for that, and then after that, so I set on the boat race. So.
Now, I noticed when the coaches were on the stage, there was this kind of suggestion that Oxford might be underdogs this year and you guys might be favourites. Is that something you're feeling in your camp?
No, we try not to think about that at all. In our minds, we're still the underdogs. Cambridge hasn't won in 3 years now, and we feel as though we have a real pressure to perform this year. So there's no sort of sense of, you know, we are, you know, likely to win. You know, we're going to have to earn it, and we know it's going to be tough.
And what's the kind of dynamic between you and the women in the boat club? Do you guys get to see each other quite a lot, or is it very much separate operations?
For the most part, it's quite separate operations. That being said, we've made efforts to get the clubs more, you know, familiar with one another. We've had joint barbecues and dinners and that sort of thing. So while the training is almost entirely separate, we still see them around. We share the same training facilities in the Goldie Boathouse. We both go to Spain for our winter camp. So we do have, you know, a fair amount of interaction with them.
And now we're here about a week away from the end of term. Is the kind of build-up to the boat race beginning to impinge on work, or is it not too bad?
Yeah, I mean, sort of like I said before, it's always impinging on work a bit, but, you know, we have to do our best to manage that, and it's something that we're quite used to because the training load has been quite consistent over the last several months. So it's not, you know, too different at this point.
Any confident at the moment?
Yes, quite confident.